Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love. We love that song, Happy. Very joyful.
Good to be happy.
And today we're very happy to have our special guest, Lorraine Eldridge, with us today. Lorraine is an experienced energy medicine practitioner. She's very knowledgeable in spiritual matters and has lots of experience with energy healing and the latest technology having to do with that. And she's also, and what she's here for today, is her expertise in the benefits of gold as a means of financial exchange. And she's here to talk to us about many things to do with gold today. And we're very happy to have her with us, like I said. So welcome to the show, Lorraine.
Well, thank you very much, David and Lana. Hello, and hello to all of the listeners at Universal Soul Love. I'm just delighted to be here tonight.
We're very glad to have you with us.
Absolutely.
You have such a breadth of knowledge, and it's interesting that the knowledge that you have are in two areas that are seemingly different, but I think a lot of people increasingly see the connection between health, energy, and finance.
That's right, mind, body, and medicine. And we had Jonah Bolt on our show a few weeks ago, talking about the metaphysical properties of gold. So, good point, Lana. You just connection between energy, and gold. Very important.
And as they say that, money does, money has been shown to make people happier. Studies have shown that. And it's obviously in the extreme case, if you've got too much money, it could be overwhelming. But generally speaking, money is there to allow us to have quality of life. And quality of life is important. So, and many authorities talk about the fact that if you want to nurture yourself and heal yourself, it is important to allow yourself to do the things that will allow you to get wealthy.
That's right. Feel wealthy and abundant mentally, because money is basically just a concept. It's a human concept. We create money. We create wealth and abundance. And it's the energy of money that we're working with. So with that, what would you like to add to that, Lorraine? Could you just give us a little bit of information about your experience and background?
Well, I will. But first, I would love to comment on that because Lana really nailed it. It really is all about the energy, right? Everything creates an energy. And, we're going to connect the dots here tonight between what people think of as something that's of a spiritual sense, and then we're over here with something that represents money. But to connect the dots, it's about empowerment. It's really all about personal empowerment. And when we learn about energy healing and energy medicine and that we have the energy available to us to heal ourselves, that's very empowering, right? And then when we begin to achieve financial wellness, that's very empowering. So it really is about personal empowerment. And once someone feels empowered, there's really no stopping them, right?
So no, that's exactly it.
Yeah,
that's what we're all about.
So I grew up in a little town in New England, a normal middle class family, I guess I would say. I now live in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, and I spent my very early years in the real estate market. I owned real estate offices along the coast of Maine, and I actually enjoyed that very much. And that's when I first began to realize that there might be something wrong with our financial system. Although I didn't really know how to put it together, but overnight, one of the richest coastal counties in Maine lost 78% of its value. And everyone was calling it the Black Monday. And something happened to the stock market. And this was in 1988, might have been 1989. But our real estate valuations dropped 78% overnight. You can imagine what that did to home values and the whole area, really. And it was just a stock market crash. So I began to realize that sometimes you can work as hard as you want and you can build up a great business and put your energy and your effort into it, and then something seemingly out of your control can wipe it all away from you. And of course, many, many people, millions and millions of people around the world found that happen in 2008, right? When the big bubble burst.
I do remember
and
that.
And all of the banks needed money. And oddly enough, a decision was made that we should give it to them. you know, that's a little bit of my background. Later on, I came to energy medicine. And as a young child, I had studied energy and frequencies, and I had been initiated into the spiritual inner worlds. And I was lamenting as I was ill. This is about 10 years ago. And I said, why hasn't all of that amazing information about soul travel and frequencies and energy of our body been applied to health? And I started doing some research and found out that indeed it had. It was just absolutely not mainstream. And so I very quickly used the information that I gained and was able to heal myself. And that is what brought me into being a practitioner. And later I developed emotional clearing workshops. And, you know, we're talking about money. And that's one of the things that's the hardest thing for people. And, you know, if your listeners may be familiar with what's called muscle testing is really just to test the muscle's response to stimuli. And the stimuli can be anything, a product or word or whatever. And you ask someone to hold their arm out steady and you push on it lightly. And if you say something, you know, healthy like broccoli or whatever, they're going to be strong. Every time you say money, it doesn't matter if someone has money, they don't have money or whatever. Every time you say money, they go weak. People's arms drop.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You give it a try.
It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have one of the workshops that I did was specific to generational DNA. And, you know, science has caught up with what Eastern medicine has known for a long time, that traumas and memories and other things, as well as that walk that great-grampy had and other stuff, are passed along in DNA and generally through the paternal line, the father's line. And so we are carrying many, 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 many thousands of years of illusionary thinking and debt-based thinking when it comes to what money is.
This is true.
So, you know, that's a real tough one. And I loved working in the field of wellness, and I still do, a little bit more limited, but I still do. And like so many people that are in the healing arts, they're in the arts of community and wanting to serve humanity. And in so many cases, this group, this population, struggles financially. And there is a lot of belief systems around healing and natural healing that it's a gift and you shouldn't be paid for it. And a lot of people really kind of have that sort of stuck. And that's kind of silly. It's a gift to be a great architect. It's a gift to be a great doctor. It's a gift to be a great coach. Should you not be reimbursed for it? Of course you should. But yet it's there. And so like many people in that profession that I was, struggle financially. And I was too. And I was looking for something. I was doing three different things. I was doing local webinars. I was traveling and doing full, body scans with a very advanced GDV camera from Russia. I was doing online webinars. I was very busy. But I found that the things that I wanted just to have a comfortable life, like not having to worry about buying the great organic food that I wanted, or not worrying about, if I wanted to go have sessions, reflexology and massage and this and that and the other, not having to plan weeks in advance because of money. And so I was looking for something. I'm reaching an age when most people are hoping that they can retire, although that has fast disappeared around the world. But people are looking that they want to retire. I was 61 years old, and I just kind of said, like I do, guides, you got to point me in the right direction here. I need something that it meets my heart need, and also can meet my financial need. And lo and behold, about 2 weeks later, a friend called me up and asked me if I liked gold. And I said, well, what do you mean? I'm not really much for jewelry, and I'm not. And she laughed and she said, no, I'm talking about gold bullion, money. And I go, oh, well, yes. And so she sent me a video and I watched it, and I was, most of the things were in the video I was familiar with. I knew what had happened with our Federal Reserve System. I know how that was all set up. It's been well documented in The Creature from Jekyll Island and many other places now. So I knew about the illusion of our financial system around the world, and I got it. And the idea that I could have my own gold, that I could save gold in very small amounts, and that also I could choose to develop a business and income with it and help people acquire gold for their own self, to own it in small amounts so that they could shift from the debt-based thinking to a saving system, something that we haven't done for a long time. Right. I thought that sounded like a great opportunity. And, you know, it turned out to be, you know, one of the biggest blessings in my life, and it's only been a year. But it's just been, you know, truly amazing. So I am now focusing on the financial wellness aspect of empowerment, because with that comes so much else. It's true all over the world, but we look at it particularly in the Western world, and I'm not sure you can fill me in on Australia, but here in North America, people really can't afford health care. You know, they're forced into a system to be using pharmaceuticals and other types of treatment for their diseases, really, that are very unhealthy and in some cases deadly. And they can't afford, you know, lots of them. I found this out in my own practice. Many of them chose to go to mainstream medicine even though they didn't trust it, even though they didn't feel that it was going to really help them, but they didn't have insurance to cover what a natural treatment could do for them. So this is a problem. To me, it's nice to try to make changes, and we see changes coming in natural medicine all the time, which is good, but we can also change it by letting people have money. And you know, it does have power behind it. And when people have enough money to be able to seek the food that they want and be able to seek the healing methods that they want, the healthcare that they want, that in itself can kind of change the system that's there. So I see it as very empowering, as completing a very important wellness picture of where you have wealth, wisdom, and wellness. And it's like a little trinity. What do you think about that?
I couldn't agree more with you, Lorraine. I think it's very important. And something I wanted to talk about is the ethical dilemma that some people seem to have with money. And there are a number of factors here. First of all, we do have a financial system which is probably not in our interest, and where we don't actually have control of it. So to have a system where you actually have more control of it is wonderful. But secondly, especially spiritual people that are healers and people that are in the caring professions, they often have difficulty with the idea of becoming wealthy. And of course, we do have many examples in the world of people that are tremendously wealthy and that do seem to exploit others. And this raises the issue of whether being wealthy and making that one of your goals, is it a greedy thing or is it a self-care or nurturing thing? And I'd like to suggest that it could be both, and that's where I think it's important to perhaps get the vibes right. Yeah. And I'd like to liken it to the issue in therapy of self-love and nurturing yourself as opposed to narcissism.
Yes, that's very true.
I guess I just add something to that you were both talking about, and that's sort of the whole person model, that there's many aspects to our physical lives, not just our physical lives, but we're talking about the wheel, you know, where we have each part of our life needs to be fulfilled: relationships, spiritual aspects, finances, health, leisure, family, etc. All are important, and any one of those, if we neglect any one of those areas of our lives, it throws us off balance. And this goes back to Maslow and his pyramids of needs. And our basic needs, would food, water, shelter, those things need to be met before we can reach self-actualization. So money is okay. It's really our behavior and our relationship with money that tends to become a problem. And I guess that's where Michael Tellinger, who we've had on a show in the past, comes in with Confucianism and the Ubuntu movement, which I think is very something we should aspire to. And I think it's very noble, and it's a very spiritual higher system of exchange, even higher than bartering. And it's a wonderful ideal, and I think that we can eventually reach that.
I guess it will take time to work towards that system, but in the interim, having something more transitional, that has gold in it, or using gold, may be a better way of doing things.
Yeah, I do think gold is a good medium, and I do believe it's very beautiful, and I think it carries a nice vibration. I actually feel it.
I love gold.
Around it. I mean, I don't know that I love it, but I certainly, I love its properties. I think its metaphysical properties.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very spiritual, and you know, I consider myself a Buddhist, and there are a lot of Buddhist statues, and you know, often they're made of gold or have gold leaf on them. And there's certainly a certain beauty and purity about gold that almost seems spiritual. What are your thoughts on that, Lorraine?
Oh,
hello, Lorraine.
I think it is. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, good. I keep losing you, Lana. I do hear David okay, but I do keep losing you, so I can't tell if you're asking me a question or not. I apologize. You know, it's because of the empowerment aspect, I really think, and it's all about communication and connectivity. And, you know, communication is one of the big problems that we have here, is that, you know, a lack of communication breaks down our body functions so that illness sets in. A lack of communication breaks down systems within a workplace, and a lack of communication, you know, we can go on and on. One of the amazing things about gold, and I'm sure Jonah mentioned this when he was on your show because he's well aware of it, is gold actually steps up the electrical connections in your brain. It's also used, as you know, both very widely in electrical and electronic components. When they want the very finest, they go for gold because it resonates. It resonates and emanates extremely powerful. Well, so don't we, do we not? And so gold actually has many similar properties to us. And of course, we both were born of the stars. You know, they know that gold was born from starbursts, as were we. So, you know, we do have a lot in common. It's a different element. It's a different density of energy, but we have a lot in common there. And so I think what happens when, I know what happened to me, and this may sound a little odd, but as soon as I made the decision that I was going to join this company, which, by the way, is called Carrot Bars International, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the company in a minute. But as soon as I decided, yes, this is definitely something I'm going to get involved with. I didn't know how awesome it was going to be, but I knew I wanted to do it. I felt empowered and more abundant. And all of a sudden, a whole bunch of things that hadn't been working for me started working. And this is before I even had it in my hand. I just made the decision that I was going to start saving gold, that I was going to become a gold saver, and that I was going to share the mission and vision of Carrot Bars, which is to help the middle class get out of the debt-based system and find financial freedom. And that in itself was empowering. And I've heard this from so many different people, that when they connect to that energy, it's an empowering energy. And I think it's because it's based on something real, right? I mean, we all know, or at least I, if your listeners don't know, let's make sure they do, that there isn't any money, that paper money or coins in the world anywhere at this moment in time that is based on anything except air. Right?
An imagination.
It's called fiat currency, and it's not new. It's been around for, you know, hundreds of years, and it never lasts very long. None of it in the history of over 800 different fiat currencies. I was watching a webinar with an expert, actually, a world-known expert in gold, and he put up a slide that showed a whole bunch of different currencies around the world. And they'd all failed, every single one of them. There has never been a fiat currency, and fiat simply means that it is not tagged to anything that gives it value. And there's never been one that hasn't just completely collapsed.
That's interesting.
So
our currency was based on gold about 30 years ago, wasn't it?
It was, but that's all over now. And every time this experiment has been tried where, you know, we don't have enough gold, we don't have as much wealth. This is where your greed that you mentioned, Lana, comes in. We don't have enough. We want more money. So we're going to have to print some. And we don't have enough gold to back it, so we're going to print some that isn't backed by gold. And every country that has done that over the last several hundred years, it has always failed. There has never been a fiat currency that has not failed. And, you know, we're headed that way. All of the experts, I don't know if you're checking into this or not, but all of the experts all over the internet, TV, the newspapers, even banks are telling people, you better buy some gold.
And yeah, we're aware of that. It's for sure. You know, yeah.
Gold is the only real money. And it holds.
Of course, there is another trend, I believe, that's starting, that some politicians are wanting, and banks as well, are wanting to change from the fiat currency to, cashless electronic currency, isn't it?
Yes, cryptocurrencies, electronic currencies.
What are your thoughts about that? That sounds quite dangerous to me.
I think it's scary as heck. You know, not only is your every move going to be tracked and watched, but it can disappear overnight in a blink, right?
Yes.
You know, you can blink your eyes all you want, and your little box of gold is not going anywhere. And, you know, so that's really the thing. And, you know, I am hearing about that. I don't really know if that's going to happen. To me, it almost seems like a desperate move towards the end. I really see that we have a house of cards here that is falling. And it's pretty obvious to see that, and how could it not? And, you know, when you work against, you know, we have spiritual laws here that exist in this universe. They operate whether you're aware of them or not. And, David, you know with your background that it doesn't matter if you're ignorant of the laws. They still apply to you, right?
That's so, for sure.
You know, so the spiritual law of economy is not just about money, but it is about money. But it's about the spiritual law of economy is that you take as many words to say what you need to say as you say. Mm-hmm. You take as many steps as you need, not extra, not more. And so it's the law of economy has been so egregiously abused when we look at our financial system that there's really no choice except for it to come tumbling down.
And, you know, and sometimes that may very well be the right thing to have happen. It may be that this dysfunctional system needs to fall so that something better can replace it. And that's just in the natural order of things that would happen. You know, if it's a house of cards, it's going to fall, and that's to be expected. And it's not just, as you said, it's cosmic law, spiritual law. It's your relationship with the energy of money in the universal laws that determines this. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And we're headed that way. It's a cleansing, and, you know, we all hope, I think, that, you know, that it isn't a complete disruption of anything, but it is a natural way of things. You know, just like fires can seem to be very scary and damaging, and oftentimes lives and property are lost, and yet it's a natural part to cleanse the earth. And, you know, so those things, you know, do happen. And we do need to often take something completely down before we can rebuild something else. And so there's changes, you know, you're hearing around the world now about different countries breaking off and wanting to set up their own gold-backed money and so forth. I mean, the secret's out, you know, and it was only a secret to us. It wasn't a secret to the banks. It wasn't a secret to those in the financial world that this was based on air and that they were printing way more money than ever could be, you know, accounted for with any value. But it was a secret to us, kind of. You know, how many people really knew that in 1971 Nixon took the United States off the gold standard? Our money was backed by gold. But after the war, after the Vietnam War, there were bills to pay, and there wasn't enough gold. So, well, we'll just print some money. And that hasn't stopped.
No.
And that's, you know, that's the problem. So there we are.
There we are. And let me just add that everything that we've made that's physical, buildings, cars, whatever it happens to be, paintings, it all has value, and it all still has worth regardless of what the economy or the global currency system's doing, because we are giving these things value and they'll remain, and we'll simply revalue the things that are useful or precious to us. That's all. The whole world is not going to disappear just because some economic system falls. So we can revalue the things that we love and find useful in our lives. That's all.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
We're the ones giving meaning to the outer world. Mm. So we can continue to do that, and we can do that in a positive way.
Lorraine, I have a curly question for you, just being the devil's advocate for a second.
Okay. Well,
we've talked about how gold has inherent value, and how if we use a system of money based on gold or currency based on gold, that it's more centered, it can't be sort of produced just like that. But gold can still be accumulated by potentially greedy people. So how do we stop that from occurring, and how do we ensure that there's a fair distribution of this? Because you could argue that some countries might have inherently more gold, or some individuals may accumulate it.
Human behavior.
Oh, my gosh, are you kidding? They're doing it like crazy. This all came to my attention about 2 years before I even knew about Carrot Bars International allowing us to be us, the 99%, being able to get gold. I was reading about a billionaire who was trading in more than 2/3 of his assets for gold. So this is going on. How can we stop that? We can't, but I'll tell you what we can do. And this is where the power comes in. We can start saving gold. Get some for yourself.
Hi, everyone. It's Margot Mattis in the Career Cards here for the Universal Soul Love Community with a forecast for the week of February 29th, 2016. Well, as you know, the career cards are a three-deck system, and they give us really a comprehensive look into everything that we're supposed to face this week. So the first card that we get is the Keeper of the Planet, and this is about being a custodian of the planet. This is about so many of the things that so many of us hold so dear, which is the environment, the ecosystems, the rainforests, our atmosphere, the tragedy that's going on here in the United States with the Flint, Michigan water being poisoned in one of our major cities. The list, of course, is endless, unfortunately. But this week, the career cards are bringing it into focus because we have an opportunity to take an action. So the second card that we get is actually a block card, and it's the Fear of Failure. And, you know, a lot of us hold back from doing activism or speaking out or donating to things or becoming politically active in some way because we're afraid that what we do won't work. It won't have an impact. It won't make a difference. The Fear of Failure card says that that's actually not true. This is a very rich time in which change can be made and should be made. So the Fear of Failure card shows up to say, you're not going to fail. This is just a fear. That's why it's showing up as a block card in the deck. And so it's saying, don't be afraid. You can make a difference. You will make a difference. Go ahead and step out in action and faith right now, this week, to do whatever it is that you can to help the environment, wherever you are, in whatever country you're hearing this, in whatever neighborhood you're in, whatever family you're in. Go ahead and take some positive action now to help the earth and her environment. And the action cards for this week are action itself, which is amazing because the action card actually means take action, do it now. And then the trust card. And the trust card is here to tell us it's okay to trust that our actions actually will succeed, that what we do does have an impact, that we can make a difference, even in our own small ways or even in huge ways that may impact the entire planet. Whoever you are, it's telling you, go ahead and trust yourself, trust that the actions you take will be helpful, and you're very much needed this week to take positive action to save Mother Earth and help the environment. If you want more information about the career cards, or if we can help you gain clarity or insight into your life, we'd love to help you. You can reach us at www.thecareercards.com or www.getrealanswers.com. So again, that's www.getrealanswers.com. I'm Margo Mattis. It's been wonderful hanging out with you. Have a wonderful, blessed week, and much love to you, David and Lana. Take care. Talk to you next time. Many blessings.
You know, it's a vibration. You all know probably about, you know, group consciousness and Lynn McTaggart and some of the intention experiments and different things that she did. But when you have a large enough group of people that are thinking a similar type thought, it shifts many, many other people will start to come think that same thought. Do you know about the story about the 100th monkey effect?
Oh, yeah, we certainly do.
Okay, so it's like that. So if you have the 99% starting to, and we don't need all of them, of course, but if you have them starting to shift that spend, overspend, be in debt belief system that they have, just to shift it to say, okay, I'm going to save gold. Now, they're not taking their paper money, which is an illusion, really, and putting that in the bank. They're taking a gram of gold a week or a gram of gold a month or in some cases much more, and they're saving that. That shifts things. That will shift things. We can't really control other people. But when we can change what we're doing, that can shift things. So that's the importance behind this.
It is. We influence them with our own power, with our own resonance.
Yes. Yes, we definitely do. So Lana, that would be, that's how we do it, I think. And that's exactly the brilliance of the CEO and visionary founder of Carrot Bars International, Mr. Harold Seiss. He envisioned a company that could be global and that could offer the 99% everyday people an opportunity to be able to acquire gold for themselves. And the reason that we've had the situation that Lana spoke of, where the greedy, very wealthy people seem to be buying the gold, it's because regular everyday people who are working all day long, coming home to the kids, trying to pay the bills and doing all this stuff, they don't have access or the cash to know about gold, to know what's good gold, what's safe, what's not counterfeited, right? The security features and all. They don't understand all of that because they haven't had that education generationally. And then secondly, gold has been sold mostly in large amounts, like an ounce, and most people really couldn't afford that. So his vision was to take the very best gold in the world, which is refined by refined by refineries that produce what's called good delivery gold, meaning that that refinery has proven for a period of time, and I believe it's 3 years, that they can produce the same gold without deviation in it. And so he wanted to take the very best gold that usually only banks and countries get a hold of, and it's in very large bars, and melt it down into smaller amounts, 1 gram, 2.5, and 5 gram amounts, and allow people to be able to get it through a free account. You know, there's millions and millions of dollars of software that was set up to allow us to have this exchange system where we can exchange our dollars into gold at will, store it in a vault. have it delivered to us if we want to. And so that's the whole vision behind it. It is really his vision of how do we change this? Well, we change it by giving the power back to the people, 1 gram at a time.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
And that's what Universal Soul Love is all about. We're about empowering people to reclaim their personal or inner power so that we can come up with the positive solutions to do the things that we need to do to make a positive change in the world, a big shift.
That's right. People power. Yay.
Right. Yay. And you know, Lana, you were talking about how, or maybe it was David, was saying that, you know, people kind of feel like money's dirty or being wealthy is dirty, that it's not, there's something kind of wrong with it. And, you know, people are starting to realize now that if they have money, they can do more of what they want. Because most of the people that are called the light workers, or they're, you know, really interested in helping community and humanitarianism and so forth, most of them want to give, they want to do, they want to help the animals, they want to help the homeless, the veterans, the environment, but they don't have any money.
Mm.
You know?
So they
want to give. These are our givers. Not that the extremely wealthy don't give away a lot, they do. But that's different. They're not going to be out there with their sleeves rolled up helping, helping with the dogs and so forth. But the ability to be able to give is very empowering, and it's very satisfying to be able to help your fellow man, our family. Our family is the planet and the plants and, you know, the mineral king, all of it. It's all our family. And to be able to protect the earth and nurture the earth and our family and our animal family and all of that, that is something that we can do if we have money. But if we don't have money, we can't, and we are what? Kind of powerless, right? So I think that there's a shift coming, and there's certainly a shift that needs to continue so that people that are more community-minded or spiritually-minded, we could say, and do care about people, they want to help people, they want to help what's going on here on the planet, so that they can feel empowered to do that. You know, what you're doing is so important, you know.
And that's true. And us with Universal Soul Love, we'd love to go out and do workshops and conferences. We have so much that we'd love to offer the world in terms of workshops, seminars, and all kinds of things that we'd like to give. But we need to be able to financially deliver our products and services to the world. And right now, everything's been out of pocket. We've been paying for everything since we started this radio show more than a year and a half ago. And
our contribution to humanity.
Right. Our contribution, our passion, we just recently got our website up, universalsoullove.com. Yay,
of
yesterday.
Yay!
But, you know, a lot of groups, a lot of organizations are asking for donations to fund their ventures and their projects. And I think a great way that people can help out Universal Soul Love is by getting into this system. And because you're actually, you can talk a little bit more about this. We only have a few minutes
to go.
Yes, Lorraine,
perhaps you could explain to people.
But nobody's actually losing money by helping contribute to Universal Soul Love through this gold-backed exchange system.
So, Lorraine, could you explain how that would work for people to actually buy?
I will, absolutely. Carrot Bars International is an affiliate organization, very much like Amazon and eBay and Expedia. Remember when those all started up, we'd have a link, and if people went through our link, we would get a little referral fee. So it's a referral-based affiliate company, not really an MLM, which is a multi-level company, but it has components like that. In other words, in the affiliate program, as you bring people in and refer them to the system and they start saving gold, or maybe they start engaging in building a business, it can produce income for everybody. So they get gold. So by saving gold, by exchanging paper dollars, which are shrinking every day in what they can buy, everybody knows that, for gold, which holds its value, they're only doing something for themselves. They're not buying a product. They're just setting up their own gold savings account and starting to save gold. And if they want to engage in the dual system and share the opportunity with others as a business, you can build a wonderful income that is, can absolutely be life-changing. And it, just that I'm worried that we might get cut off, I want to make sure to point everyone to an informational video, Dave and Lana, that you have up. And that's at universalsoulgold.info. universalsoulgold.info. And if you go there, you will see a landing page where you can just put in your name and your email, and you can watch a two-minute trailer, or you can watch the full 22-minute presentation that really kind of lets people know, here's the problem that we have. Here's what's going on with money. Here's what's happened to it. Here's what's most likely going to continue to happen, and here's what you can do about it. And everybody starts the same way with a free account. And even with a free account, you actually, if you refer people and they save gold or they decide to build a business with it, you can make a commission off that. However, if you opt into the dual system and buy a business package, you can build an income much, much, much faster. It truly expedites it, and it opens up other ways to be paid. And if you watch the little video right there at universalsoulgold.info, you'll get a lot of information about that. And the beauty of this is that no one is buying products. This isn't about buying products. This isn't about, because gold is, well, it's a commodity, but it, you're not buying anything. You're exchanging declining paper dollars for gold, which is going to hold its store of value. You know, I saw the figures the other day, how many ounces of gold it would take to buy a Mustang in 1970. And it cost, I think, $7,800, somewhere around there. And I can't remember how many ounces of gold. But that exact same amount of gold will buy a Mustang today. But the Mustang is $35,000. So while people get confused, they don't understand that, you know, the money, it's the money that the money is not based on anything, that it keeps getting higher and higher. But if you've got an ounce of gold today, 50 years from now, history has shown us for a couple thousand years or more, that 50 years from now, if you could buy a nice man's suit with your ounce of gold today, you put that ounce away, take that ounce out or will it to the kids or whatever, and 50 years from now, they'll still be able to buy a suit with it. But that $1,000 suit or $1,200 suit today, who knows what it could be then, for, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So that's really the basis of it. Gold holds its store of value. It is something that is real. It is limited. There we do have an abundant source, especially at Carrot Bar. It's a very, very good abundant source for it. But it is a limited resource. They can't just print it out of the air. That's why one of the reasons why it has value. And so a wonderful way to help each other as a group, as a community of us. And we have so many different people from all walks of life in Carrot Bars. We have moms. We have older people. We have professionals. We have people who are in the financial arena professionally. We have mechanics and tennis players, and we just have, it's a broad spectrum of people that are coming to an awareness that I should have some gold. And
this
they're
is
doing
a great system.
And
this is a great system. It's a great time to get in. And
it sounds as good as gold. That's wonderful.
And this is, everybody wins with this. And this is a great way to support Universal Soul Love and what we're doing and what a lot of other organizations are doing within the spiritual community so that we're all winning. This is a great success strategy, and I encourage everyone to visit our new website, universalsoullove.com, and this Carrot Bar is where we're at, universalsoulgold.info.
Fantastic. We have to finish off now, but it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Yeah, thank you, Lorraine.
I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Fantastic show. Thank you.
Golden Universal Soul Love to everyone. Goodbye from Lana Love.
And Detective David Love.
Have a great day.
We'll see you next
time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.